Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Friday morning, 17th day of December. Glad you could come along for the ride. Thank you for tuning in. A lot of schools on edge this morning. The TikTok challenge, threats of violence. And we are very happy to be joined by David Law. He's the superintendent of Anoka Hennepin Schools, one of the biggest districts in the entire state, talking about this TikTok challenge and what precautions that his school district is taking. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for talking about this topic. It's such an important topic and so disruptive to public schools.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is your position? What precautions is Anoka Hennepin Schools taking right now?
So we were aware of this, and sadly, we haven't had a day without some type of social media threat impacting school for about 8 days. It's someplace every day. We were aware of this challenge probably Wednesday night and created a message for parents and sent it out last night. And our message to parents is always the same. Work with your students. Tell them how serious this is. Review their social media posts and follow up. And then as a district, when we get threats, we immediately try to identify the student and turn it over to law enforcement at the same time. Then law enforcement, typically they'll match it to another threat at another place, like it's a copycat threat that doesn't specifically identify our school. Or if needed, they'll get a warrant and go to the social media platform like Snapchat or TikTok or Instagram and identify what computer it came from. And then we'll go to that house and talk to the student and family to determine the credibility of the threat. And we can turn that whole process around pretty quick, sadly.
David, the impact on students, teachers, staff from the pandemic, stress levels, anxiety levels, depression levels already at record highs. Are you able to deploy more resources to help teachers and students deal with this additional source of stress, you know, threats of violence on TikTok? It adds to a long list of things to be worried about right now.
Absolutely. We have been creating lessons more than ever in my time in public education, which is over 30 years. We've been creating messages that go out through teachers to students about how to handle stress for you and how to report stress in your friends, and then messages to parents about all the available resources and how to spot signs of stress and depression in your students, and then links to local county and state mental health organizations, and then specific for teachers, as often as possible, we're giving them how to manage stress in your own life and the resources we have as an employer for them to access that. And, you know, it's not seamless. And there's a shortage of labor in every market. We have school-based mental health providers from a third party in every site, and we probably have 25% of those unfilled because there's a shortage of employees for people to work with. But the messaging and the lessons about handling mental health and stress issues have gone out more this year than ever before.
Have you banned backpacks?
We have not banned backpacks. Most students don't use their lockers, and so it's very common that students travel with their backpacks. And I think that I can't speak for other districts. We have been doing that process recently. Certainly with the pandemic, we stopped having kids use lockers just to have one less opportunity for kids to gather in large groups. So no, we have not banned backpacks.
Hey, last quick question, David. Has there been a policy shift when it comes to masking for Anoka Hennepin schools?
We, in August, our board approved a masking policy that linked county-level data to when we would do masks at elementary and secondary. And on that same grid was another level of how to assess school-level data. And we've had this for a long time as we've monitored influenza-like illness in our schools. And we announced that after all of our elementary students can be vaccinated, we'll be starting to look at school and classroom-level data as much as we'll be looking at county-level data to determine when masks are appropriate. So there will still be masks in our system. And if a classroom has multiple cases, those students will all wear masks. If a school has a high number of cases, those students will wear masks. Most of our 42 sites have had less than 0.5% or even 0.1% of students with COVID. And so we're going to let local data dictate that, but not until January. And I suppose there's time between now and January that policy could change again. But that is what we announced, is we're looking a month and a half out at linking it to local data.
We appreciate the update. David Law, Superintendent, Anoka Hennepin Schools. Thank you to you, your teachers, your amazing staff. Be safe out there, David.
Thank you very much.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.